Quarterback values seem all over the place in the hobby that we all know and love. Let's talk cards. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby. That is Elijah Reed. We're vendors for a local group called Auburn.Cards. Be sure to check us out on all the socials. You and I talk about this a ton, and I got frustrated a ton towards the end of last year because I'm a Stroud guy. I think I am a CJ Stroud truther. And all the dude has done every year he's been in the league is win playoff games. And for some reason, his stuff keeps going down. And I just don't get it. Which quarterback is it for you where you're like, I don't understand his value, whether it's too high, whether it's too low? I was that way with Brock Purdy for a long time. Like, why is his stuff so high? I know he's going to Super Bowls and all that, but now it's plummeted. For me, right? It's plummeted. Who is that for you?
Herbert. Herbert for me.
Too high or too low?
Too high.
I get that.
He hasn't seen an adjustment like we saw with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence had a big dip last year, and I think that was a proper adjustment to his market. But I think for Stroud, it was more of the hobby darling adjustment. So he had that first great year as a rookie. Everybody wanted his stuff. That sophomore slump came in heavy. And I guess it also affected, like, you could see it in his market, the slump. But I mean, we're still high on him.
What does that mean for, like, that's Jaden, right?
Next is Jaden.
It's the closest thing. CJ Stroud and Jaden to me seem super similar as far as hype, as far as what they've accomplished. I mean, I think Jaden's stats were better as a rookie, but Jaden also has more competition in his QB class. Because I think even though everybody was super excited about Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, I still think we were all like, are they actually good? Or do their cards just sell for a lot and they sell quickly and they're super liquid? I don't know. This class does feel different. So I don't fully know what that does as far as market goes. But some of these guys have been in the league for a few years. Like, now I think is the time to get them.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, the hobby was high on AR, Will Levis, Stroud, Bryce, and we saw all those markets adjust across the board significantly. But here's my argument. This class that we have, sophomore year for these quarterbacks, I think it's going to be very big, but you also have to look at the upcoming rookie class. It's not a lot of big quarterbacks. You got Cam Ward, and then what?
I think the hobby will love Jackson Dart, whether it's valid or fair or not, I don't know, but I do think the hobby will love Jax. I mean, you know me, I'm in Bowman U rips all the time. I love, that's my favorite product is Bowman Chrome U and Bowman's Best University. I love that product. I just do. And Ole Miss, the price for Ole Miss and breaks has gone up. And the way, like, whenever, I mean, I've seen a million Jackson Dart autos get pulled, but now after the draft, it's like, oh my goodness, this is like, it's like the hit of the break now. And so, like, I think he's already loved in the hobby to some extent.
We'll see. I mean, I feel like this rookie class or this past rookie class kind of had the, they backed it up. Bo Nix definitely backed it up. Jaden Daniels stepped to the plate, knocked it out of the park. And we saw those glimpses with Drake May. People were, you know, anxious about McCarthy and Penix. They're stacked, dude. So it's like, I think people, if they perform, I feel like their market will go up. We usually see a nice dip, but I think they'll go up when the season comes. And like for this next upcoming rookie class, it's just going to be a little, I want to say mundane, but people are still going to buy the stuff. But we're still going to be looking for 2024 rookies, I feel like.
Have you bought any Stroud this offseason?
Yeah.
Is it the snake skin or the, what was it?
I had a few. I had that Dragon Scale.
Yeah.
So it was Select Dragon Scale. And then I had his rookie Kaboom in a BGS 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that's it.
I bought his Silver Prism in a 10.
I saw that
a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it's already up like $40 from when I bought it. So I do think he's going to trend in the right direction. But I like him, his value compared to where it is now. I don't like it compared to where he was as a rookie, because I'm still holding a few of his cards that are like, they're never going to get back to that point unless he wins a Super Bowl. But
It's a roller coaster,
one of the
dude.
First shows you and I set up for. We, do you remember this? We I actually ripped it at your house. The flashback rookie, the silver mm-hmm. flashback rookie variation.
Prism, out of Prism, right?
Out of Prism. And Raw, it was like 180. And we didn't think it would gem. And so we're like, let's just see if we can move it or whatever. And we traded it towards this. It was an Anthony Richardson patch out of 25, and it was a 10. Which patches in a 10, like, I don't know. I always like rare. Those because it's so hard. And of course, there's a pop one or whatever. And I did that for, I traded that for that AR out of 25 patch and then an Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
That Bobby like, Ripknight.
Ripknight, yeah.
Yeah. Was which was unique. And, but do you remember what we valued that, that Stroud variation at $180 raw? One sold in a 10 last week. You want to guess how much in a 10 it sold for?
10. I'm going to take a guess.
This is a little over a year ago, right? It sold okay. raw for 180. We sold it at comps.
70.
$90.
Oh, okay.
And a 10.
And a 10, though. That's crazy.
And it was 180 like a year ago. Raw.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane. And the dude's, like you said, he's done nothing but
he's win playoff good. Games. He's so good. And the hobby talks about him like he stinks. I'm like, I just don't think that's true.
And they're building around him, dude. They're getting him weapons. Their defense is, I mean, decent.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not NFL analyst.
Yeah, your Herbert pick is interesting. Like, I'm staying away from Purdy. I've bought some more Lamars. Lamar just sells so quick.
Yeah,
like I'm sure it's like this for everybody, but whenever we have a Lamar, we have it for maybe 30 minutes of a show and it's gone. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow's the same way. I think we've owned less Joe Burrows than Lamars, but Joe Burrow's another one that I would like to go into the season with a few good Joe Burrows.
Yeah, I agree. I want some Burrow and I want some Allen going into the season. And Mahomes, of course.
You nailed, I mean, you held Allen for like a month or so, and then he won MVP. Like, you called that. You
oh, yeah, I had Allen's. That. Was at that Prism Green Pulsar.
Auto, right?
Yeah. That was a sick card.
Yeah, it's crazy. You probably sold it at the height of the market, too. Who else are you looking for? Like, who do you want to go into the season with? Is there anybody else that you're like super excited to go into the season with? I mean, rookie quarterbacks, obviously, just historically, like you got to think they're going to go down. But
right,
any other player that you're looking at saying like I wouldn't mind having more of him going into the season?
That's a good question. I'll say
Mahomes do anything for you?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of a given. I feel like I'm trying to give you like a. Like not a cookie cutter answer, like an actual player. Like I'd be okay going in with Bijan, like a nice Bijan Robinson rookie. Yeah,
his market's down a lot too.
His market, I mean, it's down, but the Falcons, they have that little bit of fire behind Penix. They believe mm-hmm. in him. So a couple of the Falcons rookie like weapons, Drake London, Bijan. I wouldn't mind going to the season with those.
I'm high on Drake London too. That's another one.
Where his market's London low,
had
though.
Such a good season last year, and like the mm-hmm. hobby didn't really. So, I mean, they got to be interesting, and I think Penix does make them interesting.
A little bit more eyes on their weapons.
Yeah,
versus
I think Bryce Young is one that I'm super intrigued by. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind having some Bryce Young.
Because if he balls out, dude, his stuff goes up. I mean, it's already back. Like
people want to buy him so bad.
They want him.
Yeah, they want him for sure. And like we're in Alabama, that's part of it. But it seems to be more than just our local show stuff that wants him.
And I think like a sleeper too. Like if I could find me a nice Leggett, what I'm saying? It kind of like goes with that quarterback pairing.
We have a numbered Leggett at PSA right now.
Nice. Oh, is it that
the Bomb Squad? The numbered Bomb Squad auto. Yeah. Yeah, cool. We have that at PSA right now.
We have that sitting for a while.
So we'll get it in November, right? We'll get it in November, whatever. All right, so let's. Your love is NBA basketball, obviously. You keep buying Ant Edwards. Every time I talk to you, you're like, "All right, I'm buying another Anthony Edwards." and it's just nuke after nuke after nuke. What's the strategy here?
Dude, something just happens to me. That playoff atmosphere, it's like a sickness, dude. I feel it. I'm watching these like clips on TikTok, like these edits, like showing like his highlights and stuff. I'm like, dude, I gotta get more Ant. I gotta get him. Like, he's such a dog. But like, I think that's like just around this year. I think it's like around the hobbies, like playoff atmosphere is infectious, dude. Like, you want that dude to do good. You want that team. And if they do good, their prices go up. But I feel like with Ant and the cards that I do buy, if, you know, he loses, I feel like those cards are liquid enough to stay stable. That's kind of like my calculated investment. You know what I'm saying? Like my calculated risk there.
Yeah, he's going to benefit, I think, value-wise when LeBron is done, because I think they're going to be looking for another face of the league, and like Curry's on his way out. Mm-hmm. I think they tried to transition it to Giannis, but that just didn't really take. Like, I think Ant Edwards can be a face in the league, and that's going to, if he loses and you're stuck with his card, I think that's okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm totally fine with that investment. But you know, I don't know if how close you follow him, but he's like tried to deny being the face of the NBA. But it's like
at this point, I have seen stuff like that.
At this point, dude, if you look at his playoff resume, it's kind of hard not to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like LeBron, Luka, Jokic, he has a playoff resume. KD, Booker.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Steph, but he was hurt, and you know they lost that one game he was playing, but they swept him afterwards. Gentlemen sweep.
Where are you with Jalen Brunson's value?
He's low. Brunson is low. He's
you think he's a buy right now?
I'll buy him in the offseason. I'll buy him in the offseason. I'd like to see how the East plays out. I have that being a pretty good series. I got the Pacers in six, but I feel like it's gonna be a fight because on paper the Pacers are better. And then if my argument is they play with a lot of pace, the Pacers do, and they keep it up, then, you know, Knicks are tired, man. And it's hard for Brunson to do that night in, night out. And, you know, Mikal Bridges, he's playing 40 minutes a night.
Yeah. All right. So what are we, let's wrap up our first show of, and let us know what you guys want in the future. We're going to try to drop these, you know, maybe twice a week or so, but what are you eyeing? What are you buying? And what are you ripping?
Okay. My recent purchases, I bought that Jordan Love Pandora Downtown.
Right.
2024 Jordan Love Pandora Downtown. We love Pandoras. We love downtowns. You mix the two, it's a happy marriage. I traded a Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce Pandora Downtown for a 2022.
That's
crazy. The 25. Yeah. For a 2022 Patrick Mahomes Prism Color Blast PSA 10. Very happy about that trade. I'm excited.
You have two of those now.
I have two. We have seen double. What else? I bought some more basketball. I bought a nice Paolo Banchero Optic Rookie on card auto.
Yeah.
Such a sick card. I bought, I've been eyeing, dude, honestly, Cason Wallace. He plays for the OKC. Yeah. I've been eyeing his true flawless RPA. I would like to get a flawless RP. I'm never going to buy a flawless box, you know what I'm saying? So I might as well get the rookie I like.
Right.
What about you?
I'm eyeing Joe Burrow, mentioning earlier. I'd like to go into the season with a few good Burrows. So we'll see. We're going to a pretty big show next weekend. So I'm going to try to pick up some Joe Burrow.
Should we shout out our shows that we're doing upcoming?
Sure. Flip Trade. They're in Chattanooga next weekend. We'll be there. It's a 2-day show. Come by and come by our booth and see us. We'd love that.
Super.
I'm buying. We'll pivot to TCGs for a second. I'm still buying Crown Zenith. I can't buy enough of it. I think it is a long term set of this era. So we'll see on that. I've also bought just some sealed Pokemon in general, just to keep in the closet for a year or two and see what happens. And then I'm ripping Bowman's best more than anything else.
Killing the Bowman's, dude. You've been killing the Bowman.
It's really good when it hits, and then like the bat is awful. Like it's just it is feast or famine for sure. But that's okay.
I had gotten to a flawless break like when it first came out, and I just got wrecked. It's like a player break.
Yeah,
they're so expensive, dude. So I'm like, never again am I doing that.
Yeah, the good thing about like Bowman stuff, and I know flawless is this way too to some extent, but with flawless, did you do team or did you do a player?
Random player.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was tough.
That's tough.
Random player. I forgot who I had. It was Al Horford or somebody like that.
Yeah, it was like an okay vet.
Yeah, I mean, I like Al Horford, but in flawless, like you could buy his flawless cards for like $60, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I try to always do like PYT stuff if I'm doing a break, but I get it.
I think for flawless, it'd be like almost 10K a team.
That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, Case and Wallace. I was watching on a Whatnot stream. Case and Wallace in a player break was almost $7,000.
Well, dude, with cases. I have a hard time doing a lot of NFL breaks right now just because of the price for the auto, like the products with the autos. It's just not worth it to me. It's just like I just don't think it's worth it. Like you could just buy the card itself. Right. Like, I mean, I'm a Pats guy, and it's like, I want as many Drake May autos as the next guy, but like, I could just buy the card instead of the Patriots spot because it's so inflated and doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't make any sense to do like the Prism stuff because it's like, I think a few years from now, we're going to want the autos. I don't care if it's licensed or not. It still tops Chrome. So I know people complain about it, but in hindsight, I think people are going to want the rookie auto. I really do.
I agree. It's like parallels hold value over autos, you know?
And it might vary from person to person. I know people like to hate on sticker autos, but people still buy them. And there's like, not really a whole lot of on-card autos for football right now.
Yeah, I was looking at a LeBron, like, rookie X-Fractor or something like that. It might have not been rookie, but it was like a low-numbered X-Fractor, and he's like one at $6,000. I was like, dude, I'd rather just buy rookie auto, like a PSA 6 or a PSA, you know, 5 of a nice.
You were looking at the auto. Manga. Somebody wanted the manga for $4,200. I'm like, just buy a rookie.
You know how I am with the K-Sets, dude.
I know. And the mangas look really good. They look really good.
They look really
good. And cool. For some players, I think it makes sense. But for LeBron, I don't think it does because you can buy his like a low grade of his rookie for that, which I think long term is going to be better for you.
Yeah. One of my grails, though, is the 2018 LeBron Kaboom. It's like a grail card.
The 2018 Kaboom?
Mm-hmm.
The one is that first year?
No, his first year is like 2013.
Oh, I didn't realize Kabooms went that late.
Yeah, dude, they go back.
What are the pop on those? I bet it's low as mess.
Dude, there's one from like 2016. It's like a pop 6.
That's crazy. And a 10?
Yeah. No. This is the 9. None higher.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like case hits, case hits back then were really case hits, and like SSPs were SSPs, like super, super short print.
That's wild.
They had a meaning.
They had a what?
They had a meaning, like super short print, like versus now. Yeah. I mean,
right. Now I feel like you can just put as many S's on in front of the P as you want, and it's like,
right. Everyone's hitting kabooms but us, dude.
I'm not even trying anymore.
Right.
I'll just buy them. Whatever. All right. How can they check out your social content? And like you said, we're going to be in Chattanooga for the flip trade next weekend. But how can they check out all of your social content, my guy?
They can check us out at auburn.cards on Instagram.
That's right.
That's really it for now.
Yeah, we're also, you also can follow the show. It's just Let's Talk Cards Pod on Instagram as well. And you can follow my personal account at Z Blackerby on all socials. So if you're listening, please subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and check us out on Instagram. We'd love to have you. So this has been the first edition of Let's Talk Cards.